Ni hao. Such a joy to be with you today.
很高兴在大家当中。
And to have my wonderful translator, I appreciate you so much.
不谢。
I bring greetings from my family, who is in Redwood City, just down on the peninsula.
我代表我的全家来问向大家问安。我们住在红木城。
God's blessed me with an amazing family. I met my wife as 16-year-olds in high school.
神给我有一个很美好的家庭。我16岁的时候就遇到我的太太。
And God called us both into full-time mission work, cross-cultural mission work.
然后神呼召我们两个人都做全时间的侍奉。
He gave us three children born in Kenya.
他给我们有三个孩子，他们全都在肯尼亚出生。
And then our fourth child was born in England.
然后我们第四个小孩子在英国出生。
And our eldest just started university at University of California, Davis.
我的老大刚刚上了UC Davis 大学。
Any of you have children or are from Davis?
不晓得谁当中有孩子还是在德国上学的。
Yeah. Well, it's really a joy, and I love just looking out and seeing your beautiful faces. I love your country, your culture.
我很高兴看到大家不同的面孔。我喜爱你的国家，也喜欢你的文化。
And actually, our ministry has a presence in China. We have an office in Hong Kong as well as.Beginning to develop partnerships in China.
我们的机构也在中国里面有侍奉。我们的总部，我们在我们的总部，我们也设了一个总部在香港，想向中国来传福音。
How many of you were either born in China or born in Hong Kong or in the region?
不晓得在大家当中有谁是在中国，是或是香港，或是亚洲的地方出生的。
Which is so important because one of the things I want to talk about today is the difference between our birthplace and our birthright.
这是很重要的，因为今天早上我的题目就围绕在我们的出生地跟我们的子女的名分。
Will you join me in praying before we look at God's word today?
我们一同来同心祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise your name.
我们天上的父亲，我们来赞美你。
Thank you that you love all the nations of the world.
感谢你爱地上每一个民族。
And from all the nations and peoples of the world, you have made one family.
从万族万国里面，你帮我们成为一个家庭。
And you've given us your Son, Jesus Christ.
然后你又把你的儿子给我们。
And you've given us a new birthright.
你给我们有儿女的名分。
A glorious inheritance.
一个荣耀的遗产。
And you've given us the rights to be called children of God.
又叫我们可以成为你儿子、女儿，来叫你阿爸父。
So Father, as we look at your word today, stir our hearts.
天父啊，今天我们来看你的话语的时候，求你感动我们的心。
Grow our desire to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ.
帮助我们，让我们每个人都有这个火热的心，来成为你的使者。
So teach us your word, O Lord.
哦，神啊，求你教导你，把你的话语教导给我们。
That we might walk in your truth.
让我们在你的正道上走。
Give us undivided hearts.
给我们有一个集中的心。
That we might fear your name.
让我们都来敬畏你的名。
Amen.
Amen.
One of my favorite scriptures in all the world is Psalm 87.
我最喜欢的一个经文就是在诗篇87篇。
And it's not a very popular psalm.
这个不是一个众所周知的诗篇。
But as a young seminarian, I learned this from my Hebrew teacher.
但是当我还在神学院的时候，我从我的希伯来文的老师学到。
And he taught me to appreciate as one of the great mission psalms.
然后他教导我来欣赏这个诗篇，就作为一个猜拳的诗篇。
So we're going to walk through it in four stanzas.
所以我们分四段来看。
And draw out some missional principles.
然后从中我们看到一些顺教的原则。
Are you ready for the journey?
不晓得大家准备好没有。
Amen. I'm going to recite it, and then my sister will read with you, read through the psalm in your language. Okay?
Okay. 所以现在牧师要来把这个背出来，然后我跟大家一起来诵读。
His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. I will mention Rahab and Babylon as those who know you. Behold, Philistia and Tyre, and even Cush, it will be said, this one was born there. But of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Almighty himself will establish her. And when the Lord counts as he registers the people, he will say, this one was born there. And those who sing and those who play the flutes will proclaim, all of my springs of joy are found in you.
好，现在轮到我们用中文来读诗篇八十七篇第一节，请。耶和华所立的根基在圣善上，他爱锡安的门，胜于爱雅各一切的住处。神的城啊，有荣耀的事乃指着你说的。我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人，是在认识我之中的。看啊，非利士和推拿五十人，个个生在那里。论到西安，必说这一个那一个都生在其中，而且至高者必亲自军立这城。当耶和华自愈万民的时候，他要点出这一个生在那里。歌唱的、跳舞的都要说，我的全员都在你里面。
Amen.
Amen.
The psalm starts with saying his foundation is in the holy mountains.
这个诗篇一开始就说耶和华所立的根基在圣山上。
But it says the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Jacob.
但是他又说他爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
Why the Lord loves the gates of Zion is so significant.
为什么耶稣要特出他爱锡安的门呢?
Because in ancient cities that had a wall around them for protection, they had gates which could protect or also welcome people into the city.
因为在古代的时候，这是城墙，这是有城墙的城，他们都有一扇门，这个门可以关起来的时候保护城里面的人，打开的时候是欢迎外来的人。
As you know, in your homeland, there's some of these ancient cities that still have walls and gates.
所以我想在我们的家乡里面有一些这个古老的城是也有这些门。
And in this particular picture, it's of a wonderful city of Fez, which is an ancient walled city in Morocco.
所以我们现在画面上见到看到的是在摩洛哥里面那个菲斯城的城门。
I love this city so much, not only because it's the home of a million Muslims in North Africa.
我很爱这个城市，不光是因为这个城市里面住了很多非洲里面回教徒。
But it's also because it has such a historical feel as you walk through the city streets with all these walls and very small houses. But this beautiful blue gate, it's called the Baj Baluj.The blue gate, which opens up into the city.
里面是因为，而且这个城市里面充满了古代的文化。然后我们进去的时候，你会看到城墙里面有很小的街道，然后有好很小的房子，然后这扇门叫南门。
She's really good, isn't she? And I pray that prophetically this gate, the blue gate, would be the access to the gospel to the million people who live in this city as a missionary to Muslims.
然后我日夜的祷告，希望用这扇门成为那个开成为福音可以进到回教国家、回教民族的门。
When I was there just a little over a year ago, we were there as a team ministering to the local people and also building a playground for children in the middle of that city.
当我在大约一年多的时候，我去到那里的时候，我们在那边传福音，也在那边为他们建造一个。小孩子游戏的地方。
And imagine a city of a million people, and there's just a very small two house churches of maybe a dozen people, a dozen believers.
你可以想象，在一个一百万多人的国家的城市当中，只有两个很小的家庭教会，大概每个教会里面大概有十二个人。
And I was walking through the city streets with my friend Rashid.
当我跟我的朋友 Rashid 一直在边上走的时候
，He was telling about all the beauty and accolades of the city of Fez.
他给我讲说这个城市里面以前过去的一切的荣华。
The psalmist says, "Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God."
诗人这样说：神的城啊，有荣耀的事乃指着你说的。
Rashid reminded me of my heritage in the holy city of Zion while he shared about the glorious things about his city, Fez.
当 Rashid 跟我分享他在他对菲斯的所思所想的时候，我就想起我以前我以后会在对不起，我在我在那个锡安山里面所有的所拥有的一切。
And it led me to want to share about my hope in Jesus with him. So I told him the story because we came to a part of the city that reminded me of Zacchaeus in Jericho.
所以我就很想把主耶稣的事情跟他分享。所以我们来到一个地方，那帮我想到撒该跟耶稣遇上的地方。
Do you remember when Jesus entered Jericho and there was a man named Zacchaeus, a small man, who was a tax collector and who was very rich?
你记得当耶稣来到耶路撒冷的时候，他遇到这个很矮小的人叫撒该。
And he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus as he walked his way.
他是一个税吏，然后他要看一看耶稣的风采的时候，就爬上了一棵树。
And Jesus stopped under the tree and said, Zacchaeus,Come down immediately, for today I will be a guest in your house.
然后耶稣就来到这个树的前面，往上看，叫撒该，你下来，今天我就要来到你家，与你同席。
And Zacchaeus came down immediately, and he welcomed Jesus, and he said, Jesus, half of my possessions I give to the poor, and if I've cheated anyone anything, up to five times I will give him back.
然后撒该就很高兴的，他下了树，然后他跟耶稣说：“耶稣啊，我要是我跟我欺骗了谁，我先把我一半的财产拿出来，然后我欺骗了谁，我就再四倍的奉还。”
And Jesus recognized his faith and said, "See, this man also is a son of Abraham."
然后耶稣看到他的心声的时候，他就说。你看，这个人是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And today salvation has come to his home.
今天救恩临到他的家里面去。
See, even though Zacchaeus was born as a Jew in his city, Jericho.
你看，尽管撒该是一个犹太人，在他本身的地方出生。
He was not living as a true citizen of Israel.
但是他也不像是一个真正的犹太子民一样的生活。
Because he was a tax collector and he was associated with the sinners.
因为他本身是一个税吏，所以他跟这个其他的罪人就扯上关系。
But Jesus calls him out of that and gives him a new identity.
但是他从耶稣 把他从那边拉了出来，给他一个新的身份。
Based in the faith in Jesus，
就是基于他相信耶稣。
And gave him a new purpose，
而且为他的生命带来了一个新的目标。
So he calls all of us, no matter where our birthplace is，
所以不管我们生在哪里，耶稣都向我们招手。
And he calls us to a greater purpose. He wants to meet each one of us individually.
耶稣愿意跟我们每一个人都有接触。
And he wants to give us a new identity with a birthright of the promise of the kingdom.
而且他愿意给我们一个新的身份，就是在他的国度里面有子女的名分。
Zacchaeus became an ambassador now for this new kingdom.
所以撒该现在就变成天国里面的一个使者。
And so he wants to give us as well this new role as ambassadors for his kingdom.
所以同样的，耶稣想给我们每一个人有天国的使者的身份。
Why is the word Zion in this heavenly place so significant?
为什么这个锡安在天国里面有这么重要的地位呢？
I want to give a little bit of background to where the concept of Zion and the name came from.
我想给大家一些背后的资料。
When David was becoming king,
当大卫快要成为王帝的时候，
and we find this in 2 Samuel chapter 5,
是记载在撒母耳记下。
David wanted to conquer the cities around Jerusalem.
第五章里面说到他想统治耶路撒冷其他的城市。
And there was one stronghold of the Jebusites, which is one of the enemy tribes.
然后有另外一些民族。
And David wanted to enter that city, but they taunted him and said, even the blind and the deaf and the dumb will keep you from coming and taking our city.
当大卫王要进去那个城市夺取那个城池的时候，其他的人就嘲笑大卫，他说尽管是那个瞎眼的驼腿的都要把你赶出去。
But David being the mighty warrior that he was, he went in and conquered that city very quickly.
但是身为一个勇士，他大卫王就进去取下了这个城池。
And it became such a favorite place for David, he moved his home there.
那变成使大卫心中非常高兴的一个地方，所以他就把他的家都搬到那里去了。
And it became known as the city of David.
那个城池变成叫做大卫的城。
And it became a beautiful place, and he wanted to build the temple of the Lord there.
成为他心中可喜悦的地方。他想在那里为神来建一个殿。
But what did God tell him? No, it's not for you to build my house. You build your palace, and I'll establish you as a king forever.
但是耶和华对他说，不要，我不要你为我建殿。你已经在那里建了你的皇宫，你会是永远永远的王。
So Zion, this special place, the city of David, became known for the whole area.Later, his son Solomon came and built the temple on the neighboring mountain peak called Mount Moriah.
所以锡安就变成一个很有名的城。然后后来所罗门王就是大卫的儿子，他在隔壁那个山上建了他的殿。
Which was the very place that Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac.
就是在那里，就是亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方。
So this was a very famous historical and spiritual place.
所以你看到这个很有历史而且很属灵的地方。
It was the very promise of inheritance that God promised to Abraham and his descendants.
就是神在那里给这个预言跟命令。
And it's here that God reconfirms the promise of that to Abraham and said that David will be a king forever.
然后神又在那里再一次的肯定说大卫你会是永远的王。
So when Jerusalem became this very famous city under Solomon, the whole area, Zion and Jerusalem, Mount Moriah, became known as the heavenly city of God, Jerusalem, or in biblical language, Mount Zion.
所以以后的时候，当我们提到锡安，跟耶路撒冷，还有这个圣山的时候，就变成一个天国的别称。所以，或是我们可以叫做耶路撒冷，或是一个圣山。
And Israel was called to be a light to the nations.
然后，耶稣又神又叫以色列国成为地上的光。
The promise of blessing was supposed to go from Abraham's descendants to the whole world.
神给他的应许就是说他要成万国万族的祝福。
But Israel didn't fulfill their obligation.
但是以色列国却没有达到他要做的东西的事情。
But God had always intended to build a new people.
但是神常都愿意来再建立一个新的民族。
And so the writer in Hebrews chapter 12, starting verse 22.
所以希伯来书里面十二章里面就说。
It's saying, but you, the church, he's telling us, you have come to Mount Zion. I'll just read through and then you can read it after. You've come to Mount Zion.The city of the living God, the eternal or spiritual Jerusalem. You've come to countless angels in holy attire and festive gathering. You've come to the judge who is the Lord God himself of all. You've come to the souls of men made perfect. You've come to...The firstborn whose names are recorded. And you've come to Jesus, who is the high priest of a new covenant. And you've come to the sprinkled blood, which gives a better testimony than the blood of Abel.
所以希伯来书第十二章二十二节到二十四节这样说，你们这边的你们是指着是信神的人是教会，你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之一人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Thank you. So that's the heavenly Jerusalem, Zion, that we're talking about when we read this psalm. This heavenly place that is our inheritance because of our birthright in Jesus Christ.
所以这边我们提到诗篇里面所说的锡安，就是现这里所讲的，就是讲到这个天国。
The next stanza of Psalm 87 in verse 2 says, I will mention Rahab and Babylon as those who know me. Behold, Philistia, Tyre, and even Cush, it will be said, this one was born there. But of Zion, it will be said, this one and that one were born in her.
所以回到诗篇87篇第二段的时候就说，我要提起拉合伯和巴比伦人是在认识我之中的，看哪，非利士和推罗并古实人各个胜在哪里，论到锡安必说这一个那一个都胜在其中，而且至高者必亲自建立这城。
The reason I chose this picture because in January I was in Sudan in a refugee camp.
一月的时候我在苏丹来到一个难民营。
And this place is historically known as the land of the Cushites.
传统来说，这个地方是叫古实人的地方。
And the names of these places that it's mentioned in Psalm 87 verse 2, Rahab and Babylon, these were Egypt and Babylon, the enemies of Israel.
这边诗篇所提到的拉合伯和巴比伦，其实就是现在的埃及和巴比伦。
It mentions Philistia, Tyre, and Cush.
那边提到的腓力士和推罗，并古实。
Kush, which extended from the Kushitic kingdom of Sudan all the way to Ethiopia.
古时的国度从古时那边一直延伸到苏丹，而且到达
Ethiopia. And the reason this is so significant, when I was there, this is a place we need to pray for so much. Sudan has been in a civil war for 30 years, and the northern government has been trying to annihilate the people of the mountains in Nuba.
我请恳请大家为这个地方来祷告，因为他们这个地方已经自从那个国家分裂的时候，那个国家就把这个一代的人就孤立起来。
See, the kingdom of God is for every tribe, tongue, people, and nation.
你看，天国的子民是包括万族、万方、万民。
And God Himself wants to include every single people, tribe, tongue, and nation.
然后神也希望包括所有的人民。在他的天国里面。
So some of us are working in the Nuba Mountains of Sudan, where this refugee camp of 80,000 people is.
所以我们有一些人就跑到这个难民营去服侍这八十五万的人。
Because we want to bring the hope of the good news of Jesus Christ to even them.
因为我们想象把耶稣的福音传给他们。
These people have suffered tremendous loss.
这些人已经经历很多的流失。
And they're the forgotten peoples of the world. No one hears about them.
然后都被人家遗忘。
We spend too much time hearing about people like Donald Trump and not enough about the people of Sudan.
所以我们在这边都听过很多 Donald Trump 的故事，但是我们听不够这些关于苏丹里面的人民的
But we the church...have as our mission to bring the gospel even to these deep places of the world.
但是我们身为一个教会，我们有职责把神的福音，就是把带到一个无人所问被人为王的民族里面去。
I just came from a very exciting week in Denver and Colorado Springs last week.
我刚从 Denver, Colorado.回来有一个很兴奋的一周。
Where there's a group of us that have a dream and a vision to see 5 million churches planted everywhere in the world.
因为我们都有一个愿景，希望将来有500万的教会在世界各地来兴起。
When we started 3 years ago, there was only 5 million churches in the world.
当我们几年前开始的时候，全世界只有500万的教会。
Not enough churches for everyone.
但是对于世界来说是不够的。
And so our vision is to double the number of churches in the world.
所以我们的意向就是把这个倍增。
By 2020.
就是在2020年以前，我们就要倍增。
We've already finished the first million, so now there's 6 million churches in the world.
我们已经加了100万个教会，所以我们还有600万个教会有加。
So together as the global church, we have 4 million more to plant throughout the world.
所以根据整个环球的数据来看，我们还有400万一个教会。
Do you think we'll reach it?
你相信我们会要达标吗
？Amen. We're going to do it, but we need your help. But the places that are most difficult are where there's no churches, even in the cities or even in the countries that we need to go to.
对啊，我们都要向着这个目标去前进。但是我需要你们的帮助，因为有一些地方是根本没有人去问津的。
And what drives us for this holy ambition?Is this end time revelation in chapter 5, verse 9 and 10?
在背后推动我们的动力就是启示录第五章第九到第十节。
See, the elders and the living creatures were before the throne of God and of the Lamb, and they were saying, Worthy, they were saying this to Jesus, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals. For with your blood you purchased for God men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and caused them to be a kingdom and a priest to reign on the earth. Amen.
你看这个十二长老跟四活物
read it with them.
就对耶稣这样说，让我们一起来读。你配拿书卷，配切开契印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为我民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Won't it be beautiful that someday we'll get to see this same revelation when we're together before the throne worshiping with every nation and tribe and tongue on the whole earth together as one family?
你看这会将是何等美丽的景象，我们会在耶稣的宝座前面，而且有民族从有人民从各族各方各民各国来，都来归于神，都来向他敬拜。
See, God made us different for a purpose because He wants His family to be so colorful and so beautiful. And He's going to bring us all together, though, with one birthright.
你看神造我们的时候都是不一样的，为什么呢？因为我们就要沾上每样的色彩，但是也教具这个不同的人民一起来的时候，我们有同一个儿女的名分。
But you know what? After 2,000 years of mission, we still have 3,000 people groups that have no representation in this picture yet.
但是我们尽管已经在过去的2000年把福音普传，但是现在到现今为止，还是有3000个不同的族类的人群还没有听到福音。
God has called His church to a holy ambition to reach every tribe, tongue, and people, but we have been lazy to the work.
神给我们一个很大胆的陶匠，来要为他的福音去广传，但是我们真的很懒散，没有这样做。
In this picture in Colossians chapter 1, Paul is writing to the church in Colossae.
这个图画上面所写的，这是哥罗西书。
He's saying that in past generations and ages, the mystery of God's plan was kept hidden.
这边讲到这个道理，就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
But now God has willed to make known what are the glorious riches of the mystery of the nations coming to Christ.
但是现在耶稣已经定义要把这个奥秘向外邦人中显现。让他们看到这个丰盛的荣耀。
And it's saying the revelation of that mystery is Christ in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这个奥秘就是基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
See, this was a mystery in past ages, but for us who live on this side of the cross and with 2,000 years of church history, we have the revelation laid out plainly for us.
你看在外邦人里面，这个基督在我们心里成了荣耀的盼望，这个是奥秘。但是我们在十字架的另外一头的时候，这个不是我们常常就已早就知道的事情了吗？
Paul said, we are Christ's ambassadors, as if God were imploring through us, be reconciled to God.
保罗说我们是神的使者，那我们就要与神与人和好。
But not only in the church are we reconciled to God, but we're reconciled across nation, across family, across all the divisions in our world today.
我们来到教会的时候与神和好，但是不要单是这样做，我们也要与人和好。
Jesus made a prophetic word. He said in Matthew 24:12, he said, "And this message of the kingdom will go throughout the whole world."
然后耶稣预言说在马太福音第十二章第二十四节这样说，这个天国的福音要普传天下。
As a testimony to every ethne, every nation.
要向各族各方来做见证。
And then the end will come.
然后这个末世才到。
What's keeping Jesus Christ from coming back to reign on the earth?
为什么耶稣只是还没有回来当地上的王呢？
What's preventing his return is that all the nations, all the ethne haven't come in to the fold.
为什么他还没有回来了？就是因为各族各民还没有回到神那里去。
Because God wants his family to be complete.
因为神愿意有一个完整的家庭。
Mission exists because worship still doesn't exist.
我们要去传教，因为这个崇拜，这个整体的崇拜还没有完整。
Not until every nation is worship, has worshippers. Amen?
还要等到每一个国，每一个族，每一个国家，每一种人民都在当中都有敬拜神的人。
Once I was writing an article for a magazine and God gave me a picture to help communicate this.
有一次我为一个杂志来写一篇文章的时候，神给了我一个意象。
You know, we love different flavors of ice cream.
你知道我们都爱吃冰淇淋，特别是不同的口味。
How many of you love ice cream?
当中有谁爱吃冰淇淋的？
But every time we introduce a new flavor in the ice cream family,
但是每一次这个冰淇淋的家族引进了一种新的口味的时候，
it looks and smells and tastes a bit different.
看起来、闻起来、尝起来都很独特，都不同。
But we still know it as ice cream, right?
但是它仍旧是冰淇淋，对吗？
And that's how it is with God's family. Every time a new tribe or people group becomes a part of the church, it's like adding a new flavor to God's kingdom.
所以神的天国也是一样，每一次有一个新的文化、一个新的社团来接受福音的时候，就好像冰淇淋家族里面多了一种的口味。
So just as your Chinese ethnic inheritance is so, or heritage is so important,
就好像我们的中国的文化是那么重要。
That's why God is using the Chinese church across the world in such an amazing way.
所以神就用我们中国的教会。
I can't imagine mission without the Chinese brothers and sisters in mission together with us.
我很难以想象，要是宣教施工缺少了中国的教会、中国的弟兄姐妹的努力。
My friend Mazar,
我的朋友 Maza,
he was born a Muslim,
他出生是一个回教徒。
But he's become a follower of Christ and he's a very important leader among Arab believers.
后来变成了基督徒，然后他在回教的国家中是一个很重要的领袖。
He helped create an Arabic New Testament called the True Meanings.
他翻译了亚拉伯文的新约叫真理。
But he says Islam is my heritage.
但是他说回教是我的传统。
But Christ is my inheritance.
但是呢，基督才是我的产业。
God doesn't want us to forget our ethnic background and our heritage, which is so important and rich.
神不想我们忘，把我们的传统，把我们的文化都忘掉了。
But he wants us to have the more important thing of our inheritance in Christ, which gives us a new family, a new birthright.
但是他想要我们更想到在基督里面的家庭，基督里面的产业是比较更重要的。
That's my favorite thing about being a cross-cultural missionary.
所以我很享受跨文化的宣教。
I get to experience so many cultures and families.
让我可以经历到很多的不同的文化、不同家庭背景的人。
And Christ has given me such a great passion to see as many of these different ethnic groups come into the kingdom as possible.
感谢神给我一个热切的、火热的心，来看到不同种族的人都来到神面前。
But we all are called to the same kind of responsibility to pray for these nations until they come in.
其实我们每个人都被神呼召为这些未得之民来祷告，向他们传福音。
Of all the people groups in the world, the ethnic groups,
在世界上有这么不同的这么多的人群。
There's 2,114 Muslim unreached people groups that don't have an indigenous church among them.
却有2,114个回教未得之名的人群，他们当中都没有任何的教会。
That represents hundreds of millions of people.
其实这样的人群代表了数以百万计的人。
Actually, 1.6 billion people.
这是大概11以上的人民。
Almost 24% of the whole Earth's population.
占了全球人口的24%。
Living under the false religion of Islam.
他们都生活在这个回教的假信仰的国家当中。
There is no greater opportunity or challenge for the global church than the Muslim world.
现在目前没有任何比向回教国家传福音更大的挑战。
We need tens of thousands of more laborers for this people groups.
我们需要以千以百万计的工人去向他们传福音。
More than 50% have no, not even not a church, but they don't have any.Ambassadors for the gospel, no workers among them.
多于一半的人以上，不用说没有教会，更没有人去向他们传福音。
Do you agree with me that this is of priority for the global church for mission?
你同意吗？这是我们现在环球事工里面的首要的事情。
Do you agree with me?
你同意吗？谢谢。
It is so important. I see that your church supports missionaries in the Muslim world, which I praise the Lord.
这是很重要的。我看到你们的教会都在不同的宣教事工里面有份。
This is a wonderful story of a woman named Golba.
这个故事是关于一个 Golba 的女士。
A few months ago, I was in Turkey, one of the largest Muslim countries.
几个月之前我在土耳其土耳其是其中一个世上很大很多回教徒的国家。
And I was gathering with other mission leaders.
然后我跟其他的宣教领袖一起。
Including mission leaders from China.
包括从中国来的宣教士。
And we were praying, we were interceding for the Muslim world.
我们就为这个回教国家来祷告。
We said, let's go right to the heart of the Muslim world and let's get on our knees and pray for the Muslims.
我们就说，让我们来到这个回教世界的中心，我们都跪下来为他们祷告。
And one of the Turkish Muslim ladies that worked in the hotel.
然后在那个酒店里面，其中的一个土耳其的工人。
She could tell there was something different.
她可以感受到有点不同，不一样。
So she went to our local host, another Turkish man who is a believer.
所以他就来到这个他们本地那个东道主。
She said,
他自己也是一个土耳其人，但是他是信徒。
She said, "Sir,"
他说先生
"There's some spirit here that I don't know, but it's powerful."
我感受到这里有一个灵在这里，但是他很有力量，但是我。
She was experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit.
其实她那个时候她已经感受到圣灵的能力。
And she went and confessed to him that she was possessed by many demons.
然后她就对这个人说，她被鬼附。
So my friend Murray called me and said, John, there's a woman who needs our prayer.
所以我的朋友 Murray 就说 ，John， 我有一个朋友，她需要我们来祷告。
So we took Golba and we went into a back room.
所以我们带着 Golba 在一个小的房间。
And four of us began to talk with her.
然后我们四个人跟她谈话。
We asked her to share her story.
我们叫她把她的故事讲出来。
To identify when this demon possession came.
我们就找出其实这个被鬼附的事情从哪个时候开始。
We shared the good news of Jesus Christ with her.
我们把耶稣的福音跟他讲解。
We asked her if she wanted to repent of her sins and confess them before God.
我们问他你愿意认罪悔改
愿意接受耶稣
吗
Forgive me. We asked her if she wanted to receive the forgiveness found in Jesus Christ.
我们问他你愿意在耶稣里面得到释放得到赦罪吗
And if she did, she would have power to overcome the dark forces in her life.
要是他愿意的时候，他就可以有能力胜过这暗中的能力。
So she confessed and she repented and she received Jesus Christ.
所以他认罪，他悔改，他接受耶稣了。
And she was delivered of the dark bondage, the evil spirits in her life.
所以他就从这个黑暗的捆绑中被拯救出来。
We commanded them to leave and they had no more authority in her life because now she was a daughter of Zion.
我们宣告有这些魔鬼离开，因为他们在这个神的儿女身上再没有能力了。
I asked Gobel, "What does your name mean?"
我问 Gobel, 你的名字应该怎么解释
？We all know that names have significance, right?
我们都知道我们的名字是有意思的。
She said her name means bed of roses.
她说她的名字就是玫瑰田。
And I told her the story of Mary Magdalene.
然后我把那个莫大拉的玛利亚的故事跟她讲解。
I told her there was a woman like her who was possessed by evil spirits.
我跟她说，圣经里面也有一个人像你一样被鬼附。
And I told her that this woman had a vial of perfume.
然后我又说这个。妇人后来有一瓶很珍贵的油膏
that she gave as a fragrant offering to Jesus.
然后她就把这个膏油献上给耶稣
And I told her that God had chosen her name as a prophetic name because now her whole life would be a fragrant offering to her Jesus.
然后我就跟她说，你的名字是从早先开始的时候就有意思的。因为神拣选了你。
And with tears rolling down her face, she received that gift.
然后她一面哭的时候，一面就接受了这个礼物。
You know, we can see the big crowds and we can hear all the fear about the Muslim invasion and the terrorism.
然后我们看到电视上很多的人群因为这个回教的侵入。
But really, we need to see that at the heart of that are individuals, men and women and children.
还有这个恐惧，但是我们所需要真正看到的就是这些男人、女人、小孩子的心灵。
That need to be liberated in Jesus Christ.
他们需要在耶稣基督里被释放。
And he's calling the church to help with that liberation.
神是呼召他所有的教会。来帮忙这个释放的施工
，so that like Goba, it could say this one was born in her, in Jerusalem, in Zion.
所以就好像 Goba 一样，可以说这一个那一个都生在其中，就是说在锡安山。
Can see the Lord Himself who established Zion.
你看到神他自己建立锡安。
Because Christ was worthy to open the scroll,
因为神配得把这个书卷打开。
The scroll that has each and every one of our names written in it.
这书卷里面写上了你跟我的名字。
He's going to read Goba's name.
有一天他会从书中讲出 Goba 的名字。
When he ushers in the people into the new city, Jerusalem.
当每个人都进入这个新天新耶路撒冷的时候
Isn't that wonderful news?
是很可喜悦的新闻
He wants to do that for each and every one of these tribes and tongues and peoples and nations.
神愿意这样的事情发生在各方各族各民
One of the networks I lead is working with Syrian refugees and Afghan refugees and Iranians and all over Europe.
有一个组织我参与的就是把就是服侍这个叙利亚跟伊朗伊拉克的人民
I was just there 3 weeks ago in Germany for our meeting
大概3个礼拜之前我在德国有一个会议
And what's amazing is that there's hundreds and hundreds of Muslims coming to Christ.
很特别的就是有数以百计的回教徒，他们都接受了耶稣。
They're literally coming to churches and waiting on the doorstep, saying, "We want to follow Christ and be baptized."
他们就是这样子就请等在门口，等在教会的门口，就是说我们愿意接受耶稣。
It's hard to believe, but God is opening up the door for us in amazing ways right now.
真是难以置信，但是神就是这样子为我们打开这个福音之门。
We heard the story of one man from the Yazidi tribe.
我们听到有一个人从这个亚兹迪族的人这样说。
Which is on the border of Sudan, the border of Syria and Iraq.
这个亚兹迪族的人的住处就在那个叙利亚跟伊朗中间。
This tribe of the Yazidis have had 70 different genocides on their people.
这族人他们已经有73个种族灭绝的事情发生过。
This last attack by ISIS has driven them finally from their homeland.
上一次伊斯兰国攻击他们的时候，终于他们要从他们本土的地方搬走。
And one man confided in one of my colleagues. He said, "We have lost our faith."
有一个人跟我们的同事说，我们失去了我们的信仰。
Meaning, because they can no longer worship in their temples in their homeland, they can no longer worship.
因为他们不能再去他们的圣殿里面去敬拜，所以他们不能敬拜。
What an opportunity for the good news of the gospel, right?
那是最好的一个机会来向他们传福音，对不对？
Because there's no physical place that we can only worship, right?
因为我们不是要在一个有形的地方才能敬拜。
Because we've come to the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Zion.
因为我们来到新耶路撒冷，就是天上的锡安。
Do you remember when Jesus met the Samaritan woman?
你还记得当耶稣看到这个遇到这个撒玛利亚妇人的时候？
And she was saying that we Samaritans worship on this holy mountain.
然后那个女人就说，我们撒玛利亚人在这个山上敬拜。
And you Jews worship in Jerusalem.
然后你们犹太人在耶路撒冷山上敬拜。
But Jesus said, "No, I'm the one who's coming. God wants those who worship Him in what? Spirit and truth."
但是记得吗？耶稣说，我是那一位要来的。神要我们以诚实跟心灵来敬拜他。
So my friend shared with this Yazidi man. He said, "That's who God wants, and through Jesus Christ, you can be a worshipper. You can have faith."
所以我的同事就这样子。跟这个亚兹底人说，是这样子来敬拜的，你还可以有你的信仰。
In April, I was visiting with Syrian refugees in the city of Athens.
在四月的时候，我去了雅典，去探望一个叙利亚的难民营。
Have you been reading in the news about all the refugees that have been stuck in places like Athens?
在新闻里面，你们都听过这些难民，他有些人在停留在他们的停留在一个地方难民营当中吗？
Literally hundreds of thousands of people stuck at borders.
真的有千万人在那个边界里面停留下来。
And I took my daughter to do some ministry there in Athens, and we sat with Ibrahim and his family.
我带着我的女儿到雅典这个地方来，然后我们就去到Abraham 的帐幕。
And this man, he was telling me how his family had fled his city and how they had lost everything.
这个人就跟我们分享他们怎么举家逃难，从叙利亚逃了出来，然后把一切的东西都已经没有了。
He was trying to find some hope, so he turned to me and he asked me a very awkward question. He said, "Is my wife beautiful?"
然后他想有一线的希望，所以他就突然间向转过身来问我，你看我的太太她漂亮吗？
I think he wanted some encouragement.
我想他需要一些鼓励的说话。
So I was praying, God, give me the right answer.
所以我就向神祷告，神啊，给我有一个对的答案。
So I said, yes, Abraham, your wife is very beautiful.
所以我说是啊 ，Abraham， 你的太太非常漂亮。
He grabbed me, and he kissed both my cheeks and hugged me.
然后他就抓住我，然后左边亲一亲，右边又亲一亲。
I was glad I chose the right answer.
我很感谢神给我一个对的答案。
I did then say, but my wife is also beautiful. We are blessed men.
但是我没有跟他说，其实我太太也是很漂亮，我们都是被祝福的一群。
But there are so many Abrahams and his families that are just waiting for the good news of the gospel, and I was able to share with him.
但是在其中，其实有很多像Abraham 一样的朋友，他需要我们把福音带到他们当中。
And we're still communicating through WhatsApp.
我们还是用WhatsApp 里面通讯。
God is so good.
神是非常好的。
And he's calling the nations to himself, and he will fulfill his call on them.
他向万族万邦来呼吁，而且他只为成全他的应许。
We are making progress in the gospel.
我们都在这个福音道路上走。
And since 2008, we've counted 262 new people groups that now have a church planting team among them.
自从2080年起的时候，我们就数了，已经有262次我们接触到这些未得之民。
But we still have so far to go, and we need you.To walk with us.
但是我们前面还有一大段路要走，我们需要你跟我来合作。
As we come to a close of this message,
当我要结束之前
I want to remind us of the final bit of this psalm.
我想再提醒你们在这篇诗篇中
says those who sing and those who play the flutes.
他说歌唱的跳舞的
will say all of my springs of joy are found in you.
都要说我的泉源都在你里面。
See the joy of our birthright in the heavenly city of Jerusalem.
你看我们的权利，我们的权利的喜乐都是建基在天国上。
Because now we have a new birthright, we're citizens of God's family.
因为现在我们有了新的权利，所以我们在天国上，天国里是子民。
And because it says, if God is for us, who shall be against us?
然后圣经说，要是神保守我们，谁能攻击我们呢？
If he didn't withhold his own son, but delivered him up for us,
要是他不爱惜自己的儿子，而且把他的儿子给了我们。
Will he not also with him freely give us all things?
他也不会把所有的东西白白的赐给我们吗？
Isn't that good news?
那是好消息吗？
I should see you smiling.
我希望看到每个人都笑。
Not with your eyes closed like this.
那不要低下头来，闭上眼睛。
I love this picture. This is of some Ethiopians in a place way far in the south.West of Ethiopia.
这我喜欢这张的照片，因为这边里面的人都是从埃塞俄比亚里面的人，他们在东南部。
It's a very mountainous area, and there's a big river. It's called the Omo River and Valley.
那边是山区，但是有一条河叫 Omo River.
And there's five different tribes that live in this area, and they're mostly nomads.
在那边那边的平原里面就住了五个不同的民族，他们都是游牧民族。
Even though there's millions and millions of Ethiopian Christians,
虽然在那个地方那个国家有百万的信徒。
In this part of Ethiopia, there's very few.
但是在这个地方，这个埃塞俄比亚的地方里面，却是很少很少的基督徒。
On a trip a couple of years ago, I brought my eldest daughter, and we went to do some training there of believers in how to share their faith.
好几年前，我带同我的大女儿 到的这个地方来训练当地的基督徒怎么样去传福音。
And how to share the gospel across even tribe.
进一步的是要把这个福音向别的族群去传播。
And these tribes, for generations, they've been fighting each other, stealing each other's cattle, and killing each other.
这些不同的族群，他们几百年来都是为敌，而且互相的打斗，互相的偷窃。
All the men, like this traditional man, they all carry AK-47 rifles.
所以每一个人都像图片里面的人一样，他们手上都拿着一个 AK-47 的手枪。
Some of them are completely, even very few clothing.
有些人穿着很少。
But they carry their rifles.
但是他们一定会拿着枪。
Because they're warriors.
因为他们是战士。
But even these ones, when they receive the good news of Jesus, they have a new identity and a new purpose.
但是尽管是这样子，当他们听到福音的时候，接受了福音的时候，他们就有一个新的身份。
And at the end of our training, they were so excited about the purpose of their life and the good news of Jesus Christ.
到这个训练结束的时候，他们感到自己的身份的改变。觉得兴奋，而且觉得听到耶稣的好消息的时候更兴奋。
That they broke out in a holy procession from the church down into the marketplace.
他们那个时候不约而同一起抄到那个市场里面去。
And I caught a picture of them as we were dancing down the road, holding their Bibles up, saying.The gospel for the Bana, this was the Bana tribe, the gospel for the Bana to the world.
然后他们走过的时候，我就照了一个照片，就是现在一个照片。然后他们每个人手指拿着圣经，他说耶稣那个福音传到 Bana, Bana 要向世界传福音。
They were so excited, they just went on for hours celebrating.
他们是那么卓越。那样的兴奋，所以他们这样子一年这样子的动作做了好几个钟头。
And it reminded me of the gospel joy in my life.
然后他们的喜悦提醒了我的自己的在圣经里面的喜悦。
So what about us?
那我们如何呢？
What about you? Is the joy of the gospel because of your birthright alive in your life?
你又如何呢？你感受到你得到那个新的特权的兴奋吗？
Does it make you want to just burst out into the street and proclaim the glorious truth of Jesus Christ?
有没有令到你像那个奔难的人一样，举家跑到街上来宣召？
That's really the heart of mission.
那是我们宣教的中心。
To be a worshipper and a glorifier of God.
就是向神敬拜，把荣耀归给神。
And to welcome others to be fellow worshippers with us.
而且也欢迎其他的人一同来敬拜。
Remember, because mission exists because worship doesn't.
记得吗？我们要传教，因为在那些地方没有人来敬拜神。
Mission will continue until every tribe, tongue, people, and nation are fellow worshippers of Jesus Christ.
我们会不断地去宣教，直到所有的人都来敬拜神。
So I want you to close your eyes and I want you to consider, what does God have for you? How will you obey and respond today?
所以我现在希望大家都闭上眼睛，然后想一下，神在呼召，在哪一个地方呼召我。我应该如何回应？
What is God impressioning on your heart today to take the first step of obedience?
今天神把什么东西放在你的心里面，要你去顺服的呢？
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父
I don't know what you're putting in the hearts of your people here today.
我不知道你今天把什么东西放在每个人的心中。
But I know your Holy Spirit is speaking to each one.
但是我知道你的圣灵向每个人说话。
Father, give them the courage and the obedience.
天父啊，给他们勇气跟顺服。
To take the good news that's in their heart.
把他们心中的福音。
And to make it good news.
去成为。
Whether it's to their family.
或是他们的家人。
Their friends.
他们的朋友。
Their schoolmates.
他们的同学。
Their workmates.
他的同事。
Whether it's in their businesses,
或是在他的作业上
or their neighborhoods,
或是他们的居住的地方
or if you're calling them to serve you overseas among unreached people,
甚至你要呼召他们到海外传教
Father, I pray that you would give them the first step they need to take today.
天父啊，我恳求你。给他们踏出第一步
，to join in your mission，
来参与宣教的事工。
I pray that in the powerful name of Jesus，
我凭神大有的能力来祷告。
Amen。
阿门。
So I don't know.